welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And we just want to continue where we left off on yesterday's broadcast, looking at a few verses in the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Let me just share with you the few verses that we're going to be looking at, starting at Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and we're going to read verses 14 through 18. This describes the armor that God has given us. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let me read verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, in this armor that is described in the book of Ephesians, the first mention is that of having our loins girt about with truth, or in other words, a belt of truth. Well, why does anyone wear a belt? Well, it helps keep your pants up. And in ancient armor, it held everything together in terms of the armor. And so this is certainly true in principle and as a spiritual truth, that truth holds everything together. Now, what is truth? Remember, Pilate asked Jesus that. The Word says, "Thy word, O Lord, is truth." God's word is truth. But also, Jesus is the truth. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Remember, he said that in John the 17th chapter. And so having the belt of truth keeps us from being defenseless. There's, praise God, one of the joys I had when I came to the Lord, because before that I was searching in so many different areas, the New Age and the occult, looking for answers, and I was convinced it wasn't Christianity. But one of the joys I experienced is that I knew I had found the truth and I didn't have to look anymore. Beloved, in today's complex world where there's just a multiplicity of options and choices, all kinds of religions, isn't it a blessing to know that if you're a set child of God, God has led you to truth? He is the absolute truth. And in today's world, the natural man does not like absolute. They prefer that their truth can be relative, that it's relative to each, you know, what's true for you might not be true for me. And there is it's a satanic opposition and rebellion against the fact that there is absolute truth, and His name is Jesus. Truth is the Lord. His word is truth, and Satan hates that because it just exposes and reveals who He is, which is the father of lies. So He is the way, the truth, and the life. And then there's a scripture I'd like to share with you in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 21. "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And so, what is our righteousness? Well, that's referred to as the breastplate, and we need to put it on. We need to be aware that we've become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why is it important? Because the breastplate protects the heart and other vital organs. Praise God. God, when He saved us, took out that old stony heart and gave us a new heart, a heart of flesh. Isaiah tells us that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags, and Paul speaks in the New Testament of our self-righteousness as rubbish or trash. And then he talks about our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that those shoes refer to the readiness that we have in the gospel of peace. And Ephesians, the second chapter, let me turn over, and I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. The word says, And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were near. So God reconciled us, the Jew and the Gentile, and he destroyed the enmity between God and man. Now, the question he places to us are we ready to share that good news? The gospel can be clearly explained. It's not difficult. Are your shoes laced up? Let's see what Romans 10, 13 through 15 says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Beloved, the gospel is good things. So how can they preach unless they're sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them who proclaim good news. So that means there's a readiness implicit in that. That means we are ready. Let's go on now quickly to the other item that is mentioned. That's the shield of faith, another defensive weapon. We are constantly exposed to flaming darts of the enemy. And that shield of faith will quench all of them, the scripture says, not just some, but all. And we have, God has given us the faith to use that shield against anything, the devil, anything he'd be bringing. What's coming against you right now? What's been tormenting your mind the last few minutes or last few hours? Well, put up your shield of faith. It will quench those darts. In Revelation 12 and 10, Satan is described as the accuser of the brethren. His job, his MO, is to accuse you. Those are the darts that he's firing day and night at you. What are the sorts of things? All kinds of condemnation. He might say, well, you can't even resist the same sin issues that you dealt with before you were saved. Hey, Jesus wasn't enough for you. Whatever it is, you know, you're just a failure. You're never going to be any different. You can't change. All those negative accusation, that condemnation. Beloved, if you've been experiencing such things even today, those accusations are straight from the pit of hell. And faith is our shield. Not faith in our faith, but faith in what God says. Faith in who God is, that he is and will do what he says he will do. And yes, our faith is tested, but he is the founder, and he is the author, and he is the perfecter and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. In fact, I just want to stop right now before I go any further and just pray, because some of you, I feel in the spirit of just really had an issue today. You've had all kinds of troubling, negative thoughts, accusing thoughts, and you haven't really wanted to entertain them, but it's like a constant voice just underneath the surface, just coming at you and unsettling you and robbing you of peace. So if that's you today, then just agree with me. Join your heart, your faith with mine. Father, in Jesus' name, our Lord, I thank you for the armor of God. I thank you that you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You've given us the full armor of God. You've given us all that we need to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Father, right now you see your beloved, those, Lord, who have been so tormented and attacked in their minds by the lies and the taunts and the accusations of the evil one, even this day, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. You have no part in the children of God. We come against those flaming darts. We come against those fiery accusations, and we lift the shield of faith of the Lord Almighty, the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. We raise against every harmful, every hurtful dart that would seek to penetrate and hurt and burn our hearts with sorrow and grief. We come against that, Father, in Jesus' name, and we proclaim, Lord, that even now those darts that have penetrated the armor, Lord, when the shield wasn't up today, Lord, I do ask, you are a wonderful healer. You will apply the oil and the balm of Gilead, Lord, that you will heal those wounds. And Lord, I thank you, just as you're faithful to prevent those darts from hitting us, you're also faithful if we're in an unguarded moment, the darts come through and penetrate, Lord, that you're faithful to heal. So Lord, right now, and if you've been hurt today, let Jesus touch you right now. Let him touch that hurt. He understands as no one else can. No one else may understand. They're not in your shoes. They don't know how you think. They don't know how you feel, but God does. And so bring your cares to him. Let him just wash over you right now with peace and strength. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for it. For the Lord would say, I would lift you up in my arms of love, and I would, yea, lift you up and soothe your troubled mind and caress your fevered brow, that you shall know that I am the Lord that speaks peace to your spirit, peace to your emotions, and you shall no longer be troubled. You shall realize that this is from the enemy, it is not of me, and it is written, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So believe my word, as you have come to me, as you are in me, as my words abide in you, you shall not be a partaker of the reward of the wicked, but you shall trust and rest in your God. Praise me, for I touch you in your innermost being, even at this moment, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, I thank you for your ministry, and Lord, I thank you most of all for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you are such a good God. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to being with you tomorrow at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.